I'd say the biggest issue is in the upfront specifying a project. It's very easy to find the perfect parts and the worst parts and to develop your application on that. But really, it's kind of planning for reality is what, I like to see people do. We call them marginal parts. It's getting parts from, different vendors, planning for what if. So, oftentimes production will be running fine and then a vendor will send a part in and the surface will be different. The material will be just reflecting a little bit different. And if you don't plan for it, if you don't have the right vision tools, they're not going to adapt and the system's not going to work. So it's what we call looking at the marginal parts, the ones that are on the hairy edge of passing or failing from your perspective, developing on those. And when that's done and done well and you use vision tools that are going to adapt for lighting variation, for changes in part appearance, then projects just go much better. And then vision gets much more accepted on the production line as a result.
How can you envision some of those what-if scenarios?
We hear lots of different, cases when, things go wrong. Oftentimes you'll get, in the automotive world, you may just have a different type of metal that comes in. It's just sheened a little bit differently, and the part that used to reflect doesn't reflect anymore. And you base your entire inspection on that reflection. Or in part positioning that, even in medical devices that, you don't account that when it comes in, the machine tolerances are wider than you really planned for. You plan for perfection, but reality says, gee, there's a lot more motion in my part than I expected. Well, how am I going to account for that motion? So it's planning for the reality or planning for the worst case scenario. Those are two of the most common types of part positioning variation that no one anticipated and surface material and material component changes. It's very rarely that the lighting in the factory changes. That happens sometimes, but more often it's from vendor changes or from, deviations that a manufacturer will accept, not understanding how that's going to affect the way things appear visual to the camera.
So you think about what could be possibly the worst case scenario and then plan how your system is going to work from there.
Yeah, exactly. So during the feasibility stage, what we like to see is you get these are great good parts and these are obviously bad parts. But in most people that are in the production, world know what happens. They'll know that they get different types of parts in. So you get a broad range of different types of parts and you run that through during the feasibility because it may change. Well, you don't want to use that light anymore if you're going to get this type of material changes in your production. So it's usually not a crazy unexpected, no one's ever going to expect that, the color to completely change, but it's just the common material changes. You plan for those marginal cases, and you give a little more, testing up front, and you'll probably catch a few things that would have caused you, a 3 a.m. nightmare down the road.